Well, it's 11:15. Mabel Louise, great. Good morning.
Time
How are you today?
For me, and yes. I love it. And my goodness, yeah. It's such a nice day, nice and cool and chipper out there. And all of that snow is piling up, isn't it? Well, let me ask you, did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving? I certainly did. I was with my youngest son's family. That's Gary. And I just love being with my family anytime. And we do get together quite often. And by the way, did you enjoy the turkey? Wasn't it good? Ooh, yummy, yummy. They sent home with me some leftovers. And I was so glad because it was good for the next day. It was wonderful. Well, by the way, you realize, of course, as I didn't at first until what dawned on me that the Thanksgiving came late this year. And so the Christmas season is going to seem very short. Guess you'll have to make your gift list right away and get at it into the stores. Well, by the way, Carol handed me a copy of the Intune this morning, the last issue of 2019. A wonderful article by our dear Mark Halverson. You'll enjoy reading that. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you could read this and find the way. Yes, he's given many good scriptures to tell you how to know Jesus as your Savior. Can't beat that, can you? And oh, how we here at the station would love to hear from you that you accepted Christ and you joined our big family. That would be wonderful. And I notice here, the little corner where Carol lists the financial update, that we will be needing $35,000 during the month of December in order to end in the black. So anything you can do would be wonderful. We always like to end in the black. Well, by the way, here's my verse for the day. And it's one that will help you if you have an inclination to become depressed over pressure. Well, here's a good verse for you. It's short and to the point. It's 1 Peter 5:7. And here's what it says. Cast all your anxiety on him, meaning Jesus, because he cares for you. And the King James Version says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Well, today I want to talk to you about the Christmas season being upon us and having your children become familiar with the reason that Jesus came to earth. And it's with all the hustle and the bustle of decorating and getting out the cards to your friends. And I don't know if they're not sending as many cards as they used to because of email and Facebook. So I'm not sure if I should have said that or not. But anyway, deciding about certain gifts, there's so much to do. And how about the baking? And oh my goodness, I could list more and more, and having people over during the holidays. And in all of this, we need to stop and allow the sweetness of Jesus enter our hearts. And we need to push aside the depression and the anxiety and enjoy every moment of the celebration. Perhaps your children or your grandchildren or even your Sunday school children have asked you the question, why did Jesus have to be born as he was in a manger? So I thought maybe I might give you an answer that the Lord gave when he was asked this same question by Pilate before he was crucified. Let me read the account found over in John, the 18th chapter, verses 28 through 38. And today I'm going to read from the New International. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas, I'll get it out in a second, to the palace of the Roman governor. And by now it was early morning, and in order to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace, for they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" Meaning Jesus. "If he were not a criminal," they answered, "we would not have handed him over to you." And Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected. This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, and that it would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back into the palace and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus asked, "Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then?" said Pilate. And Jesus answered, and this is the verse that I selected for today's broadcast, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against this man. But since it's your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover, do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" And the Jews shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in a rebellion. Jesus said, "To this end I was born." And another translation says, "For this reason I was born." And then still another translation that I have says, "For this I have been born." Our precious Heavenly Father had a plan that he would be born to die for each one of us. I love that portion of scripture over in Galatians 4, 4 and 5. "But when the fullness of time was come," just that right time, "God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. God had just the right plan and just the right timing to send his only son into the world. I read this illustration. I thought it was so good. A pastor was working hard on his sermon for Sunday morning, and he just simply could not find a closing illustration. And that often happens. I know our pastor has a closing illustration almost every sermon that he preaches. Well, today, the pastor's text was John 18:37. For this I have been born. And just then, his nephew, Billy, stopped by his office for a visit. And the pastor shared in Barry's heart that he was struggling over the need for a good illustration. And as Billy hurried out of the office, he said to his pastor, "That's okay, Uncle. You'll surely find the one. Because the Lord will give it to you." Well, just moments later, a fireman burst into the pastor's study, telling him all about a fire down the street with dozens of people burned and some dying. The pastor ran with the fireman to the crowd of people gathered around a badly burned body of a young man. Dropping to his knees, the pastor recognized that it was Billy. He cried out, "Oh, Billy, Billy," as he choked back the tears. Oh, the promising future that young life had because he was so dedicated to the Lord and loved by so many. The pastor, under his breath, asked, "Why this, Lord?" The fireman explained how Billy had gone into the burning building 16 times to rescue people. However, on the 17th attempt to go back into the building, a burning wall fell on him, crushing his body in a flaming heap. Straining to open one eye as they pulled him out under the wall, Billy whispered with all the strength that he had. He lifted his head from where his uncle was cradling it. Here was his last words on earth. "For this I have been born." And Billy died. Jesus declared why he was born. Not just to stay in that manger as a baby. Not to go down in history as a good or an even great man. Not to merely show how much he loves us. No. Jesus came to die that those who would receive him as their personal Savior would have eternal life. I love those beautiful verses found over in John 1. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Those Jews wanted him killed. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How we need to put aside the rush of Christmas and ask ourselves, if Christ was born for me, what have I been born for? Was I born just to be popular, to make money? Was I born just to have my own way? None of these are lasting. None will give peace. None would help anyone else. Jesus said, "For this I was born." God became flesh and dwelt among us. I love this little poem, and I'll end the broadcast with that. If Christ had never left his throne to enter time and space, we'd have no hope beyond the grave or no knowledge of his grace. Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.